This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience. So if you're under 18, get the F out.
She said I had lost some power and that our love had kind of soured. So I showed up at her house and you know I brought her flowers.
Enjoy. Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
We're recording.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
You're catching us right in the middle of watching the preview for Battlefield Earth, the official trailer. Oh, wow.
John Travolta needs more roles with braids.
Which is why man is an endangered species. From one of the best-selling science fiction novels of all time. Bullshit.
Yeah, they really hyped up that a lot.
Yeah, wow. This trailer is made by Scientologists. Let's do the universe a favor.
I mean, the word best is, that woman's is pretty tongue ambiguous. Thing? Yeah, that was cool, right?
No, but mankind's last stand.
If you say something's the best, it
oh,
could...
look, did you see that? Those spaceships were shaped like airplanes. Did you see that?
I did.
Just like they say in the fucking stupid-ass books. Oh, my God. Forrest Whitaker was in this as well?
Oh, yeah, man.
And is he a Scientologist?
I don't know, but he gets some of the worst lines of the movie because he's like...
Well, he's got a voice. He's got a voice for battle. Oh, was that him? Wow, he was kind of young looking, though.
John Travolta is like their leader, and he's dumb. And then,
right.
So Forrest Whitaker's character has to be even dumber than him.
And that's Barry Pepper?
Yeah, Barry Pepper.
Wait, I remember... See, that's like... I feel like that's all I remember was that...
Travolta laughing like a madman.
That maniacal laugh. Anyways, guys.
You know he laughs like that when he watches the movie at home.
All right, let's not watch that, right?
Okay, of course not. Well, you know, YouTube has this whole, like, they just autoplay you now.
But yeah.
It's cool. I kind of like it.
Well, I like it when it's something I like. Sometimes I get frustrated. It's like, God, I just want to fucking watch what I just watched. Or, like, I want to get a chance to look at something else before you start playing something and slowing down my fucking stream again.
Right, and especially with the data caps and everything. But,
once again, guys, if you guys have never heard of fucking data caps, take a look into it. Look into data caps for Xfinity and AT&T U-verse, and what is it? Vios is going to be doing data caps as well. We're not going to get onto that, but look into data caps. Do yourselves a favor and check out data caps.
And prepare to have a really good time.
Yeah. If you guys, if you do read about data caps and you decide you want to go ahead and start a movement with us, send us some emails at Brownback Podcast Show. We can coordinate those types of things. We got a lawyer behind us, too, helping us out.
Behind the scenes.
She's got our back.
That is Gmail, by the way. But, yeah, this episode's not about data caps.
Nope, it's not.
All about flowers.
It's about flowers, yeah, Nick.
It is the flower hour.
That's right. Now, guys, we're going to be counting this hour like a tutor counts an hour. If we go under the hour, we still get to count for the whole hour. Why are you doing that? I like the way that hangs like that.
I do, too. I was just pulling on it.
Yeah.
But I also like our tutoring.
Yep, our tutoring rule, the way we're doing this.
Right.
Yeah, we've been speeding up these podcasts, in case you haven't noticed, which you probably haven't, because honestly, who the fuck out there is listening?
Who is listening out
seriously,
there?
if you are listening, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, it's fine. We've had some really weird numbers. Our last three episodes, we've had like over 1,000 clicks. But
we'll just stop there.
But yeah, okay, we'll just stop. It's been weird, folks.
It's been a weird and wild ride.
But we're happy to have you along. And if you are out there enjoying the show, be sure to like and follow us at Podomatic, Facebook, all the stuff. You know, you guys know the drill.
And if you're not, please don't unlike us.
Right? Oh, for God's sakes. If you gave us one like, you can't take it away from us. For God's sakes.
Don't be that person. Anyways, though, this isn't a podcast about numbers. Although, that might be a good idea to write down.
Should we jot that down?
That's not. Yeah. All right. Got to jot it down. So, this is about flowers.
Flowers.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started, though, right?
I would love to get started. And I thought we could just start off with dandelions, one of my favorite flowers.
Dandelions. So, Nick, can you give us a little bit of what is a dandelion?
A dandelion, you know, it starts off, I think it's technically a weed, but it starts off, it's like this beautiful giant yellow flower petal that just shines like the sun.
Well, first off, how about the way it's spelled? Did you know D-A-N-D-E-L-I-O-N? It's not dandy, it's danda. Yeah. Dandelion.
Yeah, very tricky.
I kind of wish it was dandy.
I do too.
Now, what does dandy mean, technically?
I always thought it just meant someone who's like uptight.
A man unduly devoted to style, neatness, and fashion and dress and appearance.
Oh, wow.
Informal, dated, an excellent thing of its kind.
Huh.
Well, that's dandy.
But, right. You know, what's cool, though, is when the flower...
As an adjective, it can mean excellent. Yeah. Well, upgrading seemed a dandy idea. So what about just like a dandelion, like an excellent lion? I feel like the way you say dandelion.
A high fashioned, like well-groomed.
Probably
gay. What?
Gay.
Oh, homosexual.
Probably gay.
Yeah. So a dandelion. I see it. Yeah.
Giant old gay lion. What's a giant gay lion? Come back here, antelope.
I'm going to get you.
No, but male lions don't chase down the animals, right? It's the females.
Oh, that's right.
So what's he doing? Go get me some food, bitch! Kids, stop touching each other!
I have a fucking headache.
God damn it, get all his hair off! Oh, I just want to cut it all off!
He's dandy, though. We're making him like... This is like grumpy lion, grumpy gay lion.
Oh, you're right. It's like... So like,
he's got to be kind of cool and kind of.
And he's like, "Ooh, can I have some tea? Anybody want cat to have some tea with me?"
And sherry too. He's drinking sherry.
I don't know. I don't know if he's dandy. I feel like he's drinking in like a wine cooler. Anybody want any wine coolers or tea? And he's British now. No,
I know. I'm loving it.
Oh,
I'm loving it. But okay.
Why do you think, where did dandelion, that name, come from?
Well, you know, it does kind of look like it has like a mane, but...
Oh, yeah, that was what we talked about in the car.
I think, though...
It's like a dandy. It is like a dandelion, and then you're like... It's like, oh, all my hair, ready to go!
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, is the coolest part about dandelions is when they get the white
why does that
buds.
Happen? Hey, yeah.
And they shoot their seeds out. And
if anybody's listening, this is good information that we, like, confirm tonight. Dandelions start off as that little yellow weed. They die in those leaves or petals when they fall off. Those little things that float on the wind. Sprout out into an orb, right? That is the finished form of the dandelion before you.
Well, yeah, and that ritual of making a wish is a pretty neat idea.
Yeah,
we were talking, or the idea was, what if the dandelion feels that pain? Like,
well,
when you
I
blow
feel like
the,
it's not even an idea of what if. I thought I remember hearing reports back when we were younger about plants like were like communicating. Like plants did have like a way that they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
Maybe that was somebody grouped in with that John Travolta shit.
But know. You know what? Actually, though, it probably would feel good for the dandelion, like, because it wants those seeds to spread, so it's probably like a good release.
You know, it's probably like, I mean, the dandelion is essentially dead at that point, right?
Right, because you've already pulled it off the ground.
So it's probably just like barely holding on. It's like, oh, God.
Blow off the seeds.
Just do it.
Do it. And then, then it just like orgasms as it finally dies.
And then...
Thank you. And your wish is granted.
And it orgasms. Most of the and time. You don't even know that it orgasms, like you were saying, but it does orgasm, yeah. You don't even realize every time you blow a fucking dandelion.
So are we?
It blows all over you.
Are we both in agreement that it's a good feeling and not a bad feeling?
I don't know. I do have to wonder a little bit. All right. Well, that's probably a good feeling. I don't think it's probably that great getting yanked out of the ground. That's probably like, oh God, just finish.
Right.
It might actually be a horrible moment from the time he gets yanked out of the ground. He or she. This could be a dandelion.
Right.
We don't even know.
But, you know, for the most part, most people like to be yanked and then blown.
Right. Doot, doot. Doot, doot. Right.
Even my drum track sucked.
Now, so they probably don't get hurt. What about a normal flower when you yank off its petals and you're like, does he love me? Does he love me not?
Yeah, love me, love me not. Those guys.
Love me! All right.
That's a lot of shit to put on a flower, you know?
Yeah. Like it's a lot of shit to put on your mind.
We're wishing on flowers. We're like...
No, well, now how do you think it feels, though, when you yank out a flower petal?
For the flower? Probably not good.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? It feels good to blow off the dandelion. Well, here's the thing. I bet sometimes the dandelion gets blown off by the wind. You know, it doesn't even have to get yanked. Actually, you know what? I feel like that's, from now on, whenever I see a dandelion, I'm just going to go get down on its level. I'm not even going to yank it out anymore. I'm going to get down.
You're going to blow it first.
I'm going to get down. I'm going to get on the side of it. Mm-hmm. Just
really close. Blow it.
Blow it, and it's going to pass away. Finish its life.
That's beautiful, man.
Anyway.
And it'll be there with the rest of its peers, like the rest of the grass and the creatures.
Yeah.
The dirt.
You're not just throwing its dead corpse on top of something else. Oh, God! Right. Where all the other grass is and probably screaming. Like,
a park bench or something.
What did they do? What did they do? You want to move on to the next topic?
If we have to.
How about it? Lily White Stories. Now,
Lily White Stories. A little bit of controversy.
Yeah, a little bit of controversy. Let's give it some background to make it clear that what we're talking about. More clear what we're not talking about.
Right.
So, have you never heard Lily White before?
I had never heard this expression until we went into our little discussion about this.
I've heard Lily White. I've heard it a number of different places, but I knew that like people said that about white people, right?
Right.
Right. Now, they're apparently, after deciding we were going to do something because it said Lily White, because of white lilies, we looked online and there was something called the Lily White Movement. Okay, now this movement, Nick.
Basically, it was an anti-civil rights movement within the Republican Party in the early 60s when the civil rights.
No. Was this the Civil Rights 60s?
Act. Yeah, it was when the Civil Rights Act was being.
No, it was early 20th century, late 19th and earliest 20th.
Oh, this are you sure? I thought it was the fight the Civil Rights.
No, this was like right after slavery. This was like fighting to have like.
I don't know, man.
Like the laws right after slavery back. Yeah. Dude.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
Yeah, like extreme segregation.
Thank God. Well, I didn't really read it. I thought that's what I read in just the quick synopsis.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's an anti-civil rights movement within the Republic of Picardy. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the movement was a response to the political and socioeconomic gains made by African Americans following the Civil War and the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which eliminated slavery. Black leaders gained increasing influence.
Okay, so when did it start? That's, I think, the question.
Right after the...
There's no date there.
This in response to the Civil War and the 13th Amendment. All right, well, let's see when the 13th Amendment.
Well, no, because but it also says it's an ant. I mean, I don't know. I just want to see when.
All right, this is the African American Civil Rights Movement is from 1865 to 1895.
Right.
So I guess it probably started around 1895.
Okay, but yeah, that's okay. And just to be clear, that's not what we're talking about. But. We just had, because we looked this up and it was like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, no, and then you find out the world's full of awful people, and a lot of these people, it seems like mostly are dead, so good.
Good.
Yeah. Anyways, what we're talking about is how hard it can be to be white, Lily White sometimes, just in one particular instance, and that is from fucking sunburn.
You can get some nasty sunburns if you're not careful.
If you are not lathered up. So, Nick, you got any good sunburn stories?
I've got so many that honestly, I feel like none of them are even notable, because when I get sunburned, I go all out. Like it's always like a full day in the sun, no SPF protection at all.
So, you don't have a sunburn that stands above all the rest.
I mean, I've definitely been put in the bed for a few days where you're just like, you can't even move for like a day. I've had some like that, but I can't. I'm pretty good about not getting sunburned. It's surprising because I have this fair Irish tone, but
I know, but not even, you don't even have one. I mean, I guess I feel like I've only got one.
Go tell it, man. Spin the yarn.
Well, I've only got this one. All right. So there I am. Going into the 7th grade.
Okay.
12-year-old Michael Garland. Going into the 7th grade. Hanging out with a new friend. We'll call him Frank.
Oh, damn it.
What do you want to call him?
I was hoping for Billy.
All right, we'll call him Billy.
Yes.
I had a new friend, Billy. He lived near me. We went over to his house, and with this one, when I lived in Little Rock, we were going to go to Wild River Country for the day. You know, Wild River Country is like the only water park in Little Rock.
So many amazing times at Wild River Country.
Exactly. We were really excited. We were young. We were going to see girls, and we were going to get to go play on water slides and in big pools and stuff and look at girls in bikinis.
But seeing the girls was really the biggest part.
Oh, yeah. Well, at that point, especially,
dude,
man,
when you're at 12, that 12 to 14 range,
you see a girl in a bikini, man, you fucking lose it. All right, all right, all right. Let's. We are so close.
We're drifting into a Wild River Country.
We're drifting
right
into 14-year-old girl mentioning. We hadn't said it yet.
Oh, we'd been good about that for a few episodes.
I know, but we did go there. All right.
Wild River Country. Those are good memories.
Those are good memories.
Continue this.
We don't remember
this
those
particular
to those,
one.
Yeah. Anyways, so I was with my friend. He had. Now this is all right. Here we go. Whatever. We're doing this.
This is Billy, right?
Yeah, Billy. Now I had always just worn normal bathing suits, right? Have you always worn like what kind?
I always went with the net.
The mesh.
Yeah, the mesh net. Like it's like a. It's like gym shorts, but you have like a net in between your...
Well, I call it mesh. I think that material is called mesh.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's mesh material, right?
Yeah, it's not a net like a fishing net. It's mesh. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, okay. You're right. So I'd always use those before, right? And take off your underwear, put on the bathing suit with the mesh. Well, Whit had these Abercrombie and Fitch...
You mean Billy.
God damn it. There we go. I'm so good about this. Okay. Billy! Billy had these bathing suits, these Abercrombie and Fitch bathing suits that didn't have netting, and you just wore your boxers underneath them.
I'm totally against those.
Yeah. Anyways, I was like, oh, those are awesome because I liked the material of them more. I thought they looked cooler in general.
Oh, they definitely did look cooler.
They always, yeah.
They were definitely like the more fashionable suit at the time.
Yeah, and you got to wear your boxers underneath them, which was, I thought, kind of cool because always had some pretty cool boxers, I thought.
It was awesome at first, and then I was never prepared to dry myself properly, and I always ended up walking around like with wet underwear.
Now, that's your problem, but...
I couldn't handle it as a kid. That's why I'm like,
right.
Bitter.
So anyways, I was all fucking stoked because Whit had an extra pair.
Billy.
Whatever, yes, just yes, Billy. But yes, you're right, Billy had this extra pair of Abercrombie shorts that I was going to get to wear, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get to, you know, wear these cool fucking Abercrombie board shorts with my underwear, and we went to fucking Wild River Country, and man, had a blast, man. We were talking to girls, we were talking to guys, you know, having fun going
ride slides.
Oh, it was fun.
Hanging by the wave pool.
Going through the lazy river.
Chilling in the lazy river for a little
remember
bit.
Remember the rapids? Doing the rapids. I loved the rapids.
The rapids.
Yeah.
That's where, if you played your cards right, you could get into a crash situation. And I've actually, I'm going to just give a shout out to Jordan Ryan right here. One time I was at Wild River Country with Jordan Ryan. We're going down the lazy river. And this girl's tube just flips right behind us going down one of those rapids. And she gets launched into his lap. I mean, we're like 13 years old. And this lady was like at least 17 or 16 and definitely built. And I just remember like, it was like, the girl came up from the pool and she was just smiling because she like knew that she basically made Jordan's day.
Did Jordan have a boner?
Not that I recall. Like, it was a quick incident, but I just remember him grinning from, like, ear to ear, me just being, like, so envious.
Well, anyways, so we go out there all day, have a great day. As it gets later in the day, I start to feel, you know what I start to realize I didn't even bother doing when I went out there?
What?
Put on sunscreen.
Okay.
The entire day. We probably got out there around 9.
Do you blame the Abercrombie pants?
And we probably left 3 or 4. Okay? I blame myself. But I was out there in this sun, beating down sun.
You're standing on that tower in line for
seven,
the fucking ride.
It was, I remember counting, it was 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I could feel it, right?
Right.
Dude, nothing prepared me for this. So, like, that night I got home, dude, by the end of the night, I couldn't get in the shower. I could barely even move. I could barely fall asleep.
Wow. And the first day, you normally don't feel it as bad. I've always felt like.
Right.
The first night.
The next day,
my
shoulders were just bubbles. It was a second degree burn.
You did it.
Yeah.
That's what Lily White is all about.
Yeah, that's where being white can be a real down. It can be real hard on a guy.
How long were you out with that?
All right, so that happened. You know, I was still in school. Okay, this was before school had ended.
All right, I thought you said it was about to start, right?
No, I was wrong. This was the end of sixth grade.
Oh, nice.
My bad.
That's a good way to go out.
Yeah,
in sixth grade.
Well, so anyways, I had all this new Oh my god, all this is coming back to my fucking mind. So anyways, one of our friends,
a mutual friend of ours,
he was having a big pool party at the end of the year.
I don't know, why did you have to say his name off mic?
For you, just to do it. I don't know.
Okay,
because of Billy. We're protecting Billy.
Oh, that's right, we're still protecting Billy. Okay, so this guy's name is Edwin.
All right, so Edwin's throwing this big-ass party, and everybody in the sixth grade that's important in the cool group is going to be there. I even got to go to Abercrombie, speaking of Abercrombie, and I got a brand-new green bathing suit.
Nice.
And a dope-ass Abercrombie gym, white gym shirt with just Abercrombie and green. You know green's my favorite color.
Wait, so is this, you're getting this stuff while you're still like severely burned?
Severely burned. My mom
so
is...
You're like in pain. These are kind of like...
Dude, I have pads on my shoulders during the day, like bandages, protecting my fucking shoulders.
Like women's pads, right?
No. Bandages.
Like stay free pad?
Bandages.
Oh, okay.
Like bandages and tape, you fucking
That's I don't hack. Know why I thought that seemed really funny to me. That was a hackish.
Women's pads. All right. Anyway. No, so I get to the party, dressing all my cool stuff. I think I've shown people. You know, the sunburn at school. Anyways, we get there, and I take off my shirt, jump in the pool. The sunburn doesn't hurt as much at this point. All the skin's kind of dying, and it's actually starting to peel. I start swimming. This is the first time I've gotten in a pool
right
since Wild River Country.
Okay.
And the water, like, we sink in, and it quits hurting, and, man, it's just a blast. This is when Back It Up. What was that song, that Juvenile song? Once After You, Back It Up. No, that's on there. What is that? Back That Ass Up.
Yeah.
So this is the summer right before, like, when that, or the year when that song came out. So, like, we're all sitting there in the end of sixth grade dancing, all the guys on one side of the pool, and, like, all the sixth grade girls are on the other side of the pool, and, like, they're all, yeah, backing their asses. All the cool girls from Fulbright who came to Foresight.
Edwin was loving it.
Oh my god, Edwin! Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
No, you know, like, you know, all the girls that would have been there because you went to school with all them in elementary school.
Yeah,
so they were all there, backing their asses up, and this party is just going amazing. And after probably about an hour or two in the pool, these huge things that had been bubbles on my arms for probably about 2 or 3 weeks, they start getting soaked into this water. And they start peeling away. And it's not like a normal sunburn that you just rub it and it's part of your skin.
Yeah.
It's thick layers of dead skin are peeling off of my shoulder.
Oh my god!
And like floating
so you,
in the pool.
You look, oh my god! So you look like some visual effects monster,
dude.
Sort
they
of thing
yes,
like
yes,
a,
dude. They were.
Oh my
everybody
god.
Was freaking out. Like that. Nobody.
Oh
no,
my god.
Nobody was. Nobody was hateful or like made me feel bad, which was really nice. But
Jesus.
Everybody was like, "Oh!" Everybody was just like, "Oh my god! It looks so crazy. It's so gross." And I mean, I like that it looked gross.
Yeah.
You know. I was like, yeah, it does, and it is crazy.
Yeah, it's like my dead skin or whatever. All right,
so that's a lily white sunburn story.
That was a damn good story.
That wasn't that great.
No, it was. We had some tangents that we went off on, but, you know, I'm pretty proud of that story.
All right, well, let's move on to flower power.
Flower power.
Now, this one goes back to Bennett. Or it goes Bennett,
There is a song that sounds like that, though.
Yeah. There's boom, boom. That's the
Super
water.
Mario World. Yeah,
that's water. Well, that doesn't have to be Super Mario World. It can just be Super Mario Brothers.
Those fucking Mario Bros.
All right, yeah, but flower power in those video games. There's flowers.
There are. As I recall, you'd hit your head on a block. And sometimes a flower would sprout.
I don't think
it
hit your head. I thought it was actually jumped up.
Oh, you're
fist.
Right. You're like punching
the fist
it.
Punches
you're punching it. You're
as
right.
You jump up, technically. Even though I think it's actually, yeah, it is on the. It's your head and your fist.
Yeah, it's a weird. It's
we'll try it later and see how it works.
It's weird that
you
don't
want to
weaponize your head like that. But, anyways.
So you jump up.
You get a fire flower. Or you,
and a flower grows out of a brick, correct?
Which is really cool.
Very cool.
But that flower, I guess you would eat it.
Very libertarian.
You'd eat it. It would change the color of your clothes, and then you could shoot fireballs.
Yeah, so you can eat flowers on the original Mario game after eating a flower, a fire flower. And they added, I'm not sure when. I know it was at least in the most recent in the Wii games,
right.
But you could get an ice flower.
The ice flower, yeah.
Were there any other Mario flowers? Nick, can you see if there are any other Mario flowers?
Yeah, definitely.
Man. Speaking of which, you know, if anybody knows how, because me and Nick have been wanting to push this lately, a legislation that every parking lot, it's mandatory that it has a basketball goal. If anybody knows how to make that happen, shoot us a quick email, message us on Facebook, something like that.
Okay, so it looks like there's also a gold flower.
Turns Mario into gold Mario. Wow. What is gold? What the fuck is gold Mario? When did this happen?
It looks like it was Super Mario Bros. 2
for the Nintendo 3DS. Does Sandman have that? We need to get this.
Yeah, we may need to get this.
New Super Mario Bros. 2. I'm writing that down.
Write that. But other than that, I think...
That might be something worth buying.
I think that's all the flowers. The ice fire.
Wait, look, check out images real quick. No, that's it. Fire flower, gold flower. Oh, there's those flowers, those weird things, those munching flowers, the flowers that eat you.
Randomly. I see that. I feel like that kind of goes, like, that's sort of like my Little Shop of Horrors thing. Like, is he a flower or is he like a Venus flytrap?
What about that boomerang flower? What the fuck is that? And there's a cloud flower? What are these flowers? Do you see? No, there's five. There's five. Boomerang.
Oh, this
cloud.
One? Yeah.
Look, and Mario turns... Wait, okay, so Mario turns into a cloud?
Oh, wow, yeah, there's a lot more flowers.
Whoa.
We're like, behind on...
there's a bomb flower. There's, like, a gray flower. There's a moon flower. There's a hammer flower. What the shit? You gotta be kidding me. Yeah, we're way behind.
That's all this is. I gotta exit out.
There's a heart flower. Regardless... what we want to know is what flower of those flower powers that we've been looking at, which one would you want most, Nick?
I mean, I'm going to have to stick with fire because, you know, I played a lot of the original games and, like, you know, the very first game, like, the fire is the only thing, other than becoming a large person with the mushroom, but, and the fire is just, it's so powerful. Like, I would love to just flame blast people. Like, oh, really? You think that? Bloop! Throw a little fireball at you.
Well, I'd have to be ice just to, you know, fuck you.
Cool my fire. Cool my jets.
You're going to, like, throw your fire at me. I'm going to middle. But the only way I shoot is when I make a middle finger.
A frozen
I have to do it the same as Mario. I just throw it. Bloop.
Yep.
Bloop. Yep, that's the only way. Now, more important question is, if you could have make your own flower power, what would you, for Mario,
okay,
what do you think he would find useful and that you could also use in your life? But it has to be
a flower.
Mostly important for Mario.
Oh, okay.
Just secondary for you. Primary use is Mario's. Because he's saving the princess.
I think it'd be cool if there was like a pogo stick flower.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he eats it, all of a sudden his legs work like pogo sticks and he can jump like even higher, like 3 or 4 times as high as he normally jumps. And so then he could clear the levels a lot faster.
Wow.
And in my real life, it would be cool just to get on a pogo stick every once in a while. Even though, I mean, they're pretty fucking dangerous. Like, I don't even
yeah,
fuck
but if
around
you
have
pogo
sticks
legs.
Oh, yeah. Then but I mean, do I get a pogo stick back with my pogo stick legs, or am I going to shatter my fucking spine?
No,
the first
yeah,
time?
Your
okay.
pogo stick body.
Okay. Because, like, I don't want to go up 50 feet in the air and then just...
No, you're going to come down like Inspector Gadget and bounce right back up, except you're going to be in control. Unlike
okay, I don't like Inspector Gadget. That sounds a little shady as well.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you deal with. Next, I want to say, I would probably have to go for Mario a lightning flower. I feel like...
Oh, that would be cool.
You know, like, he could just demolish his enemies. He could kill everything in the water.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
It'd be good for me for the exact same reason. You know, anytime somebody comes steps to me, even if a UFC fighter, let's say Brock Lesnar, steps up and, you know, say I insult him. I fucking, you know, throw my own feces in his face or something.
As you normally do whenever you see a big UFC fighter.
Yes, you do. He could be like, well, you come to fight me, and I just electrocute him. So I could basically become the bully of the world.
I don't think you'd use it that way, though.
No, I wouldn't. I would.
I have faith in you.
But I'm saying I could, but I wouldn't.
Do you need storm clouds around?
No.
For that? Oh, okay.
Nope. Comes out of my fingers.
Cool.
Unless someone hurts me, and then I lose it and become tiny.
Oh, wow.
Just like Mario.
Dangerous.
Yep. Flower outage.
World without flowers.
So this is based off this idea that, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but sometimes in big cities there's a power outage. This is where the electrical grid, the electricity grid, the grid goes down. And power is no longer supplied to a city or to a part of a city or to a neighborhood.
Normally it's just the result of like an overload and it gets...
Or a storm.
Yeah, and it normally
or a squirrel.
Some damn squirrel. It normally gets fixed, though, pretty quickly.
Racist-ass lily white.
But so
squirrels.
We were thinking, what about a flower outage where all the world's flowers...
How you guys like that?
Or even just like your city. Like, every flower in your city is just gone the next day.
Is that... All right. We can take it that way. I think there's two ways to take
okay,
it.
Okay, what were you thinking it was?
No, you're right, though. That is probably the way. I was imagining just a world without flowers.
Yeah, a world without flowers. But no, but then I
and
just...
And they never had them.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, so they don't know that flowers existed.
Exactly. But let's
start with your idea.
That's
less sad, though, because they're blissful in their ignorance.
Exactly. But let's start with your idea. A world where the next day...
All flowers are gone.
What do you mean gone?
No trace. Vanished.
I feel like that's kind of hard to believe.
Okay, what do you
think? Well,
that would make me...
What do you think? Because if that happened, I would immediately be like, this is all a dream. And I would like try to kill myself to wake myself up, and I end up killing myself probably. Not really, Mom.
What if some all-powerful, higher-dimensional being who could just take every flower in the planet and make it do whatever he wanted with it?
Gone
in just a second.
It gone bye-bye?
What if that's what happened?
Well, here's what I kind of think: if we're gonna go this world,
okay,
is what if the flowers just stop growing?
Oh, man, that's like a really, that's even sadder.
And people have them in their houses, and they have old ones, but like, one day the flowers stopped growing.
So they have like ceramic flowers and like pictures of flowers, and they like have talk about flowers.
They have old dried flowers that they put in the notebooks.
Oh, nice.
But they're like, yeah, the flowers, they just stopped growing. And it's like, but what if you put in the seeds? Or like,
we shouldn't have podcasted this. I feel like this is our future sci-fi movie.
They're like, they're not going... Yeah, I know, and it's copywritten.
Like,
and it's copywritten.
This is such a beautiful
sci-fi
story.
We can absolutely do this because
story.
It's copywritten right now. This is what Kevin Smith did with Tusk. We're Kevin Smith.
Yeah, basically, we're Kevin Smith. And I just want to shout out to Tusk real quick, because I think a lot of people think it's just like a dumb movie, and it is, but it, you
to
should
go off into a completely
you should
different
still
direction.
See it, because it's a fun watch.
So how do you think people would handle if the flowers quit growing? Wait, do you think the flowers quit growing, or they just flowers quit blooming? What about that? Like, the plant still grows, but the flower never...
Something causes it. Well, maybe it might have something to do with the bees. You know, what if that was the natural...
All of a sudden we're turning this into a real thing where all the bees that are going away are going to all of a sudden be gone, and then flowers are going to quit getting pollinated.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty sad.
Quit getting sad, Nick. Flower outage. Now imagine then a whole world where flowers have never been a thing. That'll be pretty cool. That's like, I feel like that's like Mad Max by the end, but that's how the world starts.
And you bring a flower, but it's like a world made of diamonds and like precious jewels. Like, they have jewels every, like, people hate fucking jewels.
Oh my
there,
God, how
but
fucked
like
would that
flower
be? But a flower
is like the
would
most,
be first.
Like, if you brought a rose on a planet, would be like the most valuable
it
thing.
It would, yeah, exactly. And how
a blooming rose.
And it would, cuz like it would offer this canister. Floral smell that you could get from nothing else, like it would offer this unique smell that people would pay so much money to be able to have that smell.
Yeah.
The money that they would pay for a rose perfume, they'd be diamonds fucking, they fucking piss diamonds.
No, they fucking rose, wipe their ass with diamonds.
Yeah, but a rose perfume, only,
I love it.
Only the richest people.
I love this world.
Wow. That's less sad. It's just silly.
We're going to exploit the shit out of this world when we find it with our Virgin spaceships.
Yes, and our Tipton Hearst subscriptions.
And our Lipton iced tea packets.
Tipton Hearst is at least a floral shop. Why'd you bring up Lipton iced tea?
I mean, why'd I bring up Virgin spaceships?
Well, I guess good point.
And who's to say Lipton iced tea is not going to get involved with flowers?
Quick game of tulips.
I'm always down to play tulips.
All right. Now, guys, in case you're not familiar, this is a game called Game of Tulips.
It's a drinking game, too, if you want it to be.
Yeah, if you want it to be. Now, it's a game of honor.
Oh, it's based on honor.
Honor code, honor system. Do not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do.
Do not play this game with someone who's not honorable.
Do not. It's not worth it. They will get you drunk and take advantage of you. Here's how it works, though. Okay? So, Nick and I will take turns saying tulips or tulips. Okay? We can say it however we want, whatever inflection. All we have to know is that in our mind, did we mean the flower tulips, or did I mean, like, on my face, my tulips? On around my mouth, these lips right here, two lips. Do you guys get it? Do you think they get it?
If they don't, I think they'll understand it by listening to this. All right,
so who's going to go first? Let's flip the pick.
Where's the pick? Oh, there it is.
Right here. Heads is that side. Tails is that side.
So heads is the turtle.
Heads is the turtle. Tails is blank. Call it in the air.
We're flipping a Tortix pick here.
Yeah, shout out to Dunlop. Tortix picks.
Is it Tortex or Tortix? I feel like I said it
Tortex.
Wrong. Yeah, I said it wrong the first time.
Dunlop Tortex. All right, Nick, call in the air, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails it is. You right. Go first.
Tulips?
The flower.
You got me.
Oh. All right. Tulips.
Flower.
Nope. Ah. The mouth. Oh, wow. I thought you had me on that one.
Tulips?
The flower?
Yeah.
God. Woo! I am good at tulips tonight. All right.
You're on fire.
All right.
On fire.
Here we go. You have to look at him in the eye. I didn't look at you in the eye last
time. Oh, do you?
Time. Yeah, that was you, because you've done it. I think absolutely. I think that is one of the rules, guys. You know, I forgot.
We're changing the rules as we go. That's part of the beauty of tulips.
Part of tulips. Okay, Nick.
I knew that wasn't your turn. Don't worry.
Right. Tulips.
Oh my God. two actual lips.
No, dude. Oh, my God.
I cannot catch a break.
You're so bad at tulips.
I'll get one. I'll get one.
Oh, this is the best game we've ever played. All right, go. Yeah, go.
Tulips.
The mouth.
Flower.
Are you sure?
No, I was lying.
No, it was you.
I was lying.
I was right?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. You dishonored.
I just didn't want to lose again.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, Nick. You.
It's actually, it's fine. I'm. Shout out to Cabernets, Chief Cabernets from Kroger. And
all right.
I mean, should we keep playing?
This is the last one.
All right, all right.
Because you're not doing well.
Well, right. Dude, you can't lose a drinking game.
You're right. You're right.
So I'm doing,
if you lose, you're winning.
Right, I'm doing fine.
All right, here we go. Tulips.
Flower.
Holy shit. I can't believe you called that.
Oh my God, I thought you said it was wrong.
No, you finally got it. I just thought I said that exactly right. Wow. Yep, you got it. You finally got it. Oh,
Jesus.
There we go. That's the game of tulips.
Oh man. So what, that score was what, 5-1?
5-1.
I'll take it.
Rose by any other name.
Oh man.
Now what is this? Shall we do a bit of dialogue, Nick?
Should we do some Shakespeare?
Yeah, guys. So Rose by any other name. Now me and Nick's gonna bring up this dialogue for us, and me and Nick will be playing. But this is and I believe actually it no, yeah, this is the scene, the classic scene. Yep, we'll do this. Now Nick,
we got
you,
it.
Who will be who?
Well, you know, I should probably be Juliet.
I kind of had that thing.
Just you know.
You kind of have that voice.
Well, and the acting chops.
Yep. Yep, you're right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I mean by the voice. Like, you get into character. Not like your voice. Obviously, your voice doesn't sound like.
Should we change their names, though? Like, we've changed all these other names.
Yeah, because we don't want people to know what we're talking about. This is the play. This is based on the play Romeo and Juliet. Now, this
no,
could,
let's not.
This
actually,
could be a scene with anybody. No,
let's
yeah,
not change
right.
the name, because we're already doing some name stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's just run through this real quick. Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
No. So, guys, we're going to do some acting for you, but I just want to let you know that we're going to be listen for a Rose by any other name. Okay, I'm sorry, Nick. Please act away.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou will not be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but my name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, thou not a Montague. What's Montague? It's nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What is in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo, would he not, Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes? Without that title, Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself?
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo. That was beautiful. We killed it.
We should just read Shakespeare on the podcast every fucking time.
I think we should just go perform two-man Shakespeare.
Oh, my God. Two-man Shakespeare just like out in the park.
Anyways, guys, a rose by what that basically comes back to say, in case you couldn't pick that up from Nick's incredible acting, is that a rose is a rose no matter what else it's called. It's still a rose. So we're going to rename.
Still a fucking awesome.
We're
going
to give some of our friends and family new names. Flower names.
New names. And, you know, this will be fun for anybody that's kind of in our inner circle, anybody who's really into Scientology with us. You know, you're going to recognize a lot of these names.
All right, so first off, we have Sanders the Intern.
Sanders the Intern.
Yeah, we'll pick from these. I like that.
I would really like to call him Azalea.
I like that, actually. Not to be confused with Iggy Azalea at all. But Azalea. All right.
Can it be just one name? Does he need like an Iggy Azalea?
No,
like something
no,
like that?
No, no, Azalea. All right. What about now? Let's just move on to Danielle.
Oh, Dan, a good friend. Shout out to good friend Danielle Smith. Ooh, this is tough because I really don't want to offend her by picking the wrong name.
I'm going to say Daffodil, just so I can get out of the way and not be offensive.
Oh my God, Daffodil! It's kind of perfect because it kind of still sounds like Danielle.
Yeah, that's one reason I liked it. You were going to go with Pansy, weren't you?
I was. I was really being drawn to Pansy, and I was like, "That's not going to make. That's just going to make her mad."
Yeah. So why would you say that? Anyways, Grant. Grant.
Oh man, good. Our friend Grant Thomas. We got it. What about Lotus?
All right, and how about Natalie? Lotus. Let's go ahead and get Natalie a name. His Grant's beautiful, lovely wife. And the mother of his and her two children.
I'm going to... Oh, there's so many good ones. It's tough, but I want to go with...
Marigold.
Marigold. I was being drawn to Marigold because she has such a bright personality. I also like John Keel a lot, though.
John Cusack?
John Keel.
John Cusack?
John Keel.
Jacinta?
Jacinta, La Quinta Inn.
This is, what the fuck is this?
What? Okay, let's keep going. Jordan Anderson.
All right. Nope.
Yeah, come on. Jordan Anderson.
Nope. Let's cue the music.
No, I'm renaming Jordan Anderson Lilac.
The music's already been played.
What? Come on. I feel like we can drag this sketch out another 2 minutes at least.
I do think we too, but the time's getting late.
All right, you're right.
We got some pretty good Knicks stuff. All right, we'll finish up with the two ladies that we do need to finish up with, though, Jordan and Tiffany.
You're right. Okay, we got to get these two.
Jordan gets Lilac. Tiffany gets...
Clover.
Dude, what?
You don't like that? Or Orchid?
No, Violet. I think Tiffany definitely gets Violet.
Lilac and Violet?
Lilac and Violet.
They sound like they would be detectives.
No, anyways.
Rama, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's Corner.
We're here in Nick's Corner.
All right, so now we're in Nick's Corner. Time to get real with y'all. This episode, you know, it's been about flowers.
Lilac and Violet.
I know a lot of our hardcore listeners, they listen for all the more graphic stuff, and this episode's been pretty light on that.
Oh, we did miss one thing. I'm a Pokemon. Flower Pokemon. What's yours, Nick?
Bulbasaur.
I'm going with Bulbasaur, too. Yeah, just two fucking Bulbasaurs just hanging out.
So we didn't miss that. That was just our audience knew that, probably.
Yeah.
Write into the Facebook or the email if you already knew that we liked Bulbasaur.
Yeah, and send us your Pokemon. So, sorry to interrupt.
But no, you're right, because, no, that was a good thing to get out, because I didn't say anything, but we're about to get real. So it is Nick's Corner. You guys know the rules.
Grandma, turn off. No, yeah. God damn it. I feel like I shouldn't even said that.
No, they know. So anyways, what we're talking about here in Nick's Corner is this is a story. This is like, you know, people.
This is a story all about how
my life got turned upside down.
What I don't have. All I have is Nick's Corner. What?
Okay, so here's what we're doing. It's the idea that you're, you know, when you take someone's virginity, you deflower them. So this is the idea that if you could be deflowered by any celebrity, I mean, I guess it's the idea. It's Nick's flower, so it's like if
no,
you had a vagina.
It's my flower.
Yeah.
Semicolon Nick's vagina. Yeah, that's the name of this.
My flower, Nick's vagina. It's so this is which celebrity would you like to be deflowered by?
Yeah, if Nick had a vagina. And he was going to have a celebrité from his genre or any genre now or since. You know, anytime since your virginity has been a thing to being lost.
Yeah.
Who would you want to lose it?
So these are possibly dead people, though, too, right?
Like, well, only if they could have taken your virginity at some point. They have to have been able to take your virginity.
So there's no time travel sort of scenario.
No. Now, you can have a, you know... 17-year-old or fucking if you want to 40-year-old so-and-so fuck your 2-year-old body if you want to lose your virginity that bad to somebody who dies at that time
like Cary Grant
I fucking hope like that we don't go there we don't have an 89-year-old Cary Grant fucking your 2-year-old vagina
you know I'm not gonna go there
thank God
I'm not gonna go there I'm gonna keep it real.
if anybody's listening at this point.
Yeah,
still,
it's like, honestly, if you're still listening.
No. We don't.
Okay.
Just keep on listening. We'll finish it up.
Yeah, we'll finish it up. We don't need to go on that rant again. The if you're still listening rant. I'm going to go with, it's actually a toss-up. It's between two of my favorite Scientologists, Tom Cruise and Will Smith.
Oh, God. Every time I'm reminded Will Smith is a Scientologist, I'm like, good for him. Good for Scientology.
I'm glad he's doing something with
his
life.
Have you seen his kids? Have you heard the way they talk about things?
I'm just glad he's doing something.
Those are some bright children right there. Maniacs. Family of maniacs. Like Will Smith can act.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah. So, you said Will Smith or Tom Cruise. Nick, you got to make a choice because this is about to get a little bit more intimate of a segment.
Okay, I'm going to go Will Smith just because of Big Willie style.
Okay, because of Big Willie style. Now, you're losing your virginity. What year are you losing it to him?
I mean, it's going
to
be totally legal, so it's going to be like I'm 18.
I think you can be 17 in Arkansas.
Well, I'll do 18 just so it's like legal everywhere. Just to have the whole legal blanket.
She's only 17. You don't want that?
My favorite Winger song.
Yeah, I know.
I always want Winger.
So how come all of a sudden it seems like you don't?
Well, because this is my deflowering story and I want it to be perfect.
All right. You're right. So you're 18. What year is that? 2006?
2007, 2006. Yeah.
So. Are you going to go on a date? What's going to go down?
Hopefully, it's just one of these very eventful nights. Like, I imagine I'm starting off at, like a tennis match. Like, I'm at Wimbledon. And then I end up at, like, some party.
Wimbledon?
I end up at some cool party. And then I end up, like, out in someone's, like, someone's yard at their mansion. And we're, like, shooting skeet. And then we end up at another party. And then, like, I meet Will there, and we're kind of vibing.
And mind you, Will's just probably come out with something like a Hitch and a Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
Okay, that's like these.
Yeah.
Pursuit of Happiness has just dropped.
So
okay?
he's a married man, which obviously that's going through my head. But, you know, I'm thinking we're vibing really well.
Do
we're
you meet him through the church?
Party. Oh, no. This is strictly happening, just spontaneous.
You're out at a party? Or
yeah, and we just kind of fall for each other. That night, you know, and then he takes me home and
takes you to his place, or you take him to your place.
I'm thinking he takes me to his place, but it's really just his place that he takes
his
host
side
to.
Place.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, like he takes me.
He takes you to a hotel.
He takes me. It's a really nice place.
Hotel.
It's a really nice place.
He takes
but
you to a hotel.
Yeah, some hostelry and some
hotel because you're a ho.
So, anyways,
now tell me more.
And that's how it goes.
Okay, now does he lay you down and take you slowly or quickly?
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's a perfect gentleman. You know, it's like, it's really he's, like, he's
kind of.
Kisses
you, like, on
your
neck.
He's just kind of like, he's feeling how fast I want to go, and he's not trying to, like, push the pedal too far. You know, he's just going with it. He's being real casual, and he's just, like, you know, really supportive the whole time. That's how I imagine.
Would you call it making love?
Definitely.
All right.
So that's my flower.
That's your flower.
Subtitled Nick's Vagina.
All right. I think we can stop there.
You don't, no, come on. You don't want to tell your story?
I don't see any I feel like what that segment was me interviewing.
We
you.
Just covered all the bases.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Like, how are you going to top it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just, okay, at least say who yours would be. Who yours
Clooney.
Would be. Oh, okay, I can see that.
Clooney, and he ravages me.
Oh, wow, ravaged. Yep. Like, is this all from behind? Like,
oh, all over the place. Oh,
okay.
I'm a sexy little girl. Not little girl. 17.
I am going to
go 17.
Are you playing that Winger song the whole time?
No, Clooney plays it.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll stop there because yours was great. But, yeah, and he ravages me.
Guys, thanks for listening.
We're backing out of this corner.
Big shout out to anyone who's fucking listened.
Backing out of this podcast. This brown bag.
We never even said the episode number. This is episode 17, right?
Or 16.
I think it's 17.
Wow. Fuck. Really?
Yeah, we've done 17 of these fuckers.
Well, we've actually done 18. No one knows. Oh, because who's listening to this point?
Guys, tune in next week for the special cyborg episode and be good.